It's Super Wednesday, because it's super, super, super. We start with the coverage, revolutionary versus progressivism. What happened on Super Tuesday? Now the Democrats are stuck with an old guy who can't think or speak, and another old guy that when he does, it's all, I love Fidel Castro. It's crazy. What's their future? We talk about that with several people, including Bill O'Reilly, Steve Dace, Pat Gray, all of the numbers and all of the stuff from Stu from Super Tuesday. Plus, we also get into our special that's happening tonight a little bit, and that is, can you even trust the numbers? Because people are trying to not just hack in Russia, et cetera, but now you are losing your free choice, your free will, without even knowing it. Has your vote been influenced or changed by high tech?
And you can watch that for free on YouTube Live, right?
Yep.
And at blazetv.com/Glenn, if you use the promo code GB20, you have $20 off, which is bigger than the normal savings, so you should take advantage of that. And what do you do to get pumped up for a special like that that's airing at 9 p.m. Eastern?
Drink.
Well, yeah, but drink during Stu Does America, which airs the hour previous at 8 p.m. Eastern.
I hear that makes that show a lot better.
It definitely makes it tolerable for me. Go to the YouTube page, or if you're on the podcast app like you are right now, click over to Stu Does America and subscribe. Get every episode for free on podcast. Give you something to listen to that's not Glenn.
Ugh. Wait a minute.
I love you.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
All right, here's the problem. Pat just came in, and he's got a cough and the sniffles, and he said, I think I have the coronavirus. And I said, right, I think I have it too. And that's when Stu said, I think I've had it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a few weeks. So we probably got it from you.
It's possible.
Now,
right?
it's either allergies
did you eat
or coronavirus.
Did you eat any Chinese food?
Yeah, last night we had it here.
By the way, I just say, let me just see if I can pick this up with a pencil, because I don't want to touch it. Look what I found in our studio.
Uh-oh.
By Stu's desk. It's a Corona Light. So maybe that's why we don't have fevers. Maybe we just have coronavirus light.
Yes.
So,
somebody's drinking Corona.
Excuse me.
A little bit of a cough there.
Yeah.
Scary.
It is funny, because at what point do you go and say, hey, I might have the coronavirus? Because they keep saying that a lot of people have it and A, get no symptoms at all, or B, get very light symptoms that they would even go to work with. The Washington Post got an op-ed from a guy who was on the princess ship there in Japan, came back, has been quarantined for weeks. First of all, I thought it was funny that he pointed out, you know, I was on the ship with my wife for like a month, and now we've been in quarantine separately, and I think it's the alone time has been good for us. Like, wait a minute.
Wow.
But he said, look, honestly, I've had it for a month, and it hasn't been that big of a deal.
Huh.
He said, if I were home, I probably would have just gone to work through it.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of people have it in that way.
Well, that's what I've been doing all week.
Yeah,
I've been going to work
too. And
you too.
Have
you
I
too.
Been... I mean, have you...